Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 15 regarding Cherise, S-H-E-R-R-I-S-E, Moten, M-O-T-E-N. Cherise Moten is a 55-year-old female who reports she injured her left ankle at work on 8-6-21. Appeared on that occasion, she stepped on acorns that were on the ground. Apparently, she did not indicate whether she went to the emergency room afterwards or if she had surgery. She is uncertain of her final diagnosis. Apparently, she did not undergo any surgery or injections. Paired new paragraph, per the records supplied, Ms. Moten was seen at urgent care by Dr. Wells on 8-6-21 and was diagnosed with an ankle sprain. Paired she was to return in 5 days for orthopedic evaluation. Paired new paragraph, on 9-16-21, she was seen by podiatrist Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, at Rothman Orthopedics. Period. She related walking to the mailbox outside a relatively wooded area near where she works. Period. She believes she rolled her ankle on either a corner or possibly a rock. Period. She did not think much of it initially, but within a few hours, her ankle became very painful and swollen. She went to urgent care where she had x-rays taken. Appeared she was diagnosed with a sprain and given an ankle stirrup device and crutches. Period. It does not appear that she had any interim treatment. Period. Dr. Hoffman had her undergo x-rays of the left ankle that showed no obvious evidence for fracture or dislocation. Appeared he rendered a diagnosis of left foot pain and sprain of the left ankle. Appeared he placed her in an orthotic and on activity modifications. Appeared on 9-29-21, she was seen in the same group by Mr. Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Period. This was to initiate physical therapy. Period. He followed up with Dr. Hoffman through 10-14-21. Period. He recommended she continue therapy with an additional 12 visits. With 9 of the original 12 visits remaining, appeared she could continue with full duty without restrictions. Period. The next documented visit with Dr. Hoffman was on 11-5-21. Period. He continued therapy and full duty. Period. She saw Dr. Hoffman a final time on 4-6-22. Period. She stated the additional therapy was denied. Period. She then got a lawyer, and therapy was eventually approved. Period. She completed it, and overall her ankle was feeling a lot better. Period. She had some mild stiffness, but no significant pain. Period. Exam showed only minimal tenderness with palpation of the lateral collateral ligament. Period. Dr. Hoffman released her from care and maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, normal, feet and ankles normal, lumbar normal. Gait maneuver, she was unable to walk on her inverted left ankle, but could walk on everted ankles bilaterally. Apparently, she navigated a figure of eight pattern and was able to bounce up and down on her toes. Apparently, she could also do this independently on the affected left foot. Period. Impressions on 8-6-21, Charisse Melton twisted her left ankle while working at a client's residence. Appeared she was seen at urgent care the same day where x-rays were negative. Appeared she was placed in a splint and on crutches. Appeared, however, she does not appear to have sought follow-up attention until seeing Dr. Hoffman on 9-16-21. Appeared repeat x-rays were negative. Period. He diagnosed a sprain and referred her for physical therapy. Period. This was renewed on several occasions with improvement. Period. As of 4-6-22, she was doing better overall and was discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Ms. Melton found her able to walk on 1.5-inch platform heel shoes without difficulty. Period. She could walk on her heels and toes and perform most provocative gait maneuvers. Period. There was full range of motion of the left ankle with no tenderness or crepitus. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. Paragraph. This case represents a 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. She missed only one day of work after this event and has now returned to employment in the same capacity. But she also holds a second job as a real estate agent. Period. And that is the end.